feeling overwhelmed by climate change? Looking for sustainable and ethical brands to support? Then Ethic is perfect for you. Ethic is a simple browser extension that helps you find sustainable and ethical brands online. Learn more at ethic.org, ethyk.org.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, and welcome back to Realistic Sustainability Product Reviews. See, I just haven't got used to that. This week, I want to talk about something that helped with my laundry. Last time you heard about my excitement over the detergent sheets, that was totally new to me and kind of cool. Now, I might be looking for different brands. I might be looking for ones that are from here in the U.S. or regionally made, but it really changed the whole concept of my laundry. I'm no longer buying, carrying, or even shipping huge jugs of water all over the place. That was kind of cool, but that wasn't the only thing we changed. About a year ago, I decided to try dryer balls. They're just wool balls you throw in the dryer to help discharge the clothes of the static electricity. And I didn't have a ton of high hopes because my whole life I've taken those little fiberglass sheets and thrown them in there, but I was able to buy a 6-pack pretty reasonably and started using them. Now, you can throw one or two in, and what I found out is they work. They work pretty darn good. I didn't want to have the dryer sheets anymore. They're not recyclable. They're not compostable. They're really kind of a high energy product to begin with, and I didn't want them in the house. They're loaded with chemicals and they're filled with tons of embodied energy. That was something I really wanted to get out of there, especially if I could make it easy. Because again, a lot of sustainable changes are challenging or uncomfortable. This wasn't one of them. This just made it so I didn't have to buy dryer sheets anymore. So I did have to get a new washer and dryer not long after I moved into my new house. Now, don't get me wrong. I had an old washer and dryer prior. I was trying to get through college, didn't have a lot of money. It got to the point where the dryer sometimes gave you heat, sometimes did not. I repaired it twice, but it still seemed to have trouble with the element. The washer, on the other hand, the whole top fell off. Jamie picked on me one day. The area where all the buttons and dials and controls are, I don't know if the screws were at one point taken out. I bought it used, tried to use it to the end of its life, but it got to a point where it totally died on me. And during a spin cycle, it died, and all the dials just fell off. The whole top came off hanging there by a cord. It was rough. So I did replace them, and I wanted to go with the highest efficiency. But then you got all these different things you have to pour in to get it clean, to make it smell good, yada, yada, yada. And I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer. I won't even pretend like I've studied laundry. So it took a long time for me to find these other items, but I'm glad I did, because they have changed completely how we do laundry. Between the detergent sheets and the dryer balls, it cost almost nothing to do laundry other than the energy, which I try to minimize as much as possible with the better equipment, and the water. So let's take a look. I don't think these were necessarily a fancy brand name. It was another Amazon try, and it was the wool dryer balls by the Handy Laundry Store. The link will be on the site if you want to see the exact ones I have, but I think any dryer balls will work. The cost was about $13.99. or $2.33 a ball, which, since they don't go bad, it's a one-time purchase. We have one that's like shrunk down to like a baseball. It's kind of hard, but that's because Jamie like soaked it in fabric softener in an attempt to make it like smell different in the dryer. And it did something. It like shrunk it down, made it hard. So we really have five good ones in what looks to be a baseball. So don't do that. I have found that you can put little dabs of oil in them and help create a scent. But if you get the right detergent sheets, our stuff smells great anyways. You don't have to have that odor added during the dryer. So I graded the $3.99 at like a 4.5, because if you get them locally organic, they're probably $20, but you can probably find some cheaper ones. So 4.5 out of 5 is not bad at all. Next, quality and durability. Well, like I said, we haven't had any issues. They haven't degraded except for the one that Jamie soaked and it turned into a baseball. But honestly, we still use it. It just clunks around a little harder than the other ones, but they still work. Here we are just a couple of years later. And I think I said 1 year. It's been 2 years since we've had these things, and it is working just fine, even to this day. The hardest part is the kids like to throw them around the house and they get lost. We have to find them and bring them back. Usually the cats will weed them out of a spot and we'll know that they're there. So it's not that the product, it's that they're a ball and people use them for different purposes here and there. So for quality and durability, it's a 5. Haven't ruined a single one through its normal operation. Material wise, it's 100% wool. Wool is considered environmentally positive as a material. It's 100% natural. It's renewable, it's biodegradable, and it's recyclable. And it lasts a long time. It can last for years. So material, one of the few times I get to say 5. It's a 5. Transit, here we go again. They're made in Nepal. Made in Nepal with wool from New Zealand. I know they're saying that to be fancy, but here's the deal. That's a lot of travel for some wool balls. I could have got them probably here in Durand. So a one. And if I ever replace them, I'll find them locally. But I don't know if I'll ever have to replace them. They seem to work and work almost in a sense forever. So 1 on transit. So far, nothing has exceeded it. But don't get me wrong. I've had some listeners send me some other products. When I get to those, I'm hoping we'll find some that just aren't ones for transit. Next, disposable and waste. Again, let me reiterate. Recyclable, biodegradable. They're compostable. They're fine. These are things you can throw in a compost bin. So 5. And of course, I think you figured out by my personal experience thus far, I like them. I don't have to keep buying items. Laundry, when it comes to drying, is done. I just throw them in there. They do the job. There's no difference from when I had dryer sheets. Life is good. It's a sustainable move that doesn't disrupt your life. And that's what we work on here in realistic sustainability. So it fits perfectly. The only reason why you have a reduced score is because they come from Nepal. The product comes from New Zealand, or the feedstock. And the cost isn't by far the cheapest, but it is competitive. So it gave you a 3.42, which is one of our higher. And like I said, if you want to have an additional odor, you have to give it a little drip of oil on there. But hopefully these are things that maybe you've debated on trying, and after hearing from us, you might give it a try. If you do, you can go to the site, use that link. Realistic sustainability gets about 4%, but you don't necessarily have to. So if I had to say, do I recommend? Absolutely. It doesn't matter which brand. It doesn't matter what they are. I recommend just using dryer balls in your dryer if you're not hanging it outside. This is a great way to reduce the amount that you're buying. Great way to reduce something that is not sustainable. Dryer sheets are far from sustainable. And at least get them off the list. It's just one of those little steps that we can do to get a little better. Thank you so much for listening. I hope this episode helps or, you know, motivates you to make some minor tweaks in how you do things. We appreciate you listening. And I want to remind everybody, not only on these products can you find the links on our website, greeningyourlife.org/podcast. That is one way that you can support the show. But again, just know that it does give the show a kickback and yada, yada, yada. You don't necessarily have to do it. Also, I want to remind everybody, the Patreon is open. If you want to support the show, you can do it for as little as $1. Patreon tells us not to do that, but since in the future we're going to start letting everybody vote on shows that are coming up so they can kind of pick the order in which they hear things, they can also even tell us new topics. So for $1, you can start kind of being a voice in what we hear next on realistic sustainability. So if you get an opportunity, stop in. It's just built. We're just starting to put content on there. So give us a minute. But we appreciate each and every person who joins that Patreon. And if you're on the Spotify support site, it's okay. Drop from there and move over to the Patreon, and it starts giving you an additional voice in what we do here at Realistic Sustainability. Plus, you get to see funky videos from Nick, and I'll even do some myself. Thank you all for listening. We greatly appreciate your time. We're honored that you spend it with us. And remember, we just try to get a little bit better each week. Little bit, big bit. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.